Discover these 5 delicious gluten-free recipes. Invited a gluten-intolerant guest to dinner, and struggling to find the right recipe? Don't panic. Read on and discover 5 recipes suitable for celiacs, so you can all eat without a worry in the world. Fingers will be licked. We guarantee it. Farinata. 100g chickpea flour. 30 ml water. 40g extra virgin olive oil. Nutritional yeast. 4g salt, ground black pepper to taste, garlic granules, oregano, grated cheese, thyme. Step 1, prepare the dough. Put the chickpea flour in a bowl and add the water little by little, stirring with a hand whisk to combine until it reaches a paste consistency. Keep adding the water, and stir until liquid. Cover with a cloth or cling film and let it rest at room temperature, or in a cooler area if it's hot, for 4 to 8 hours. Stir every 2 hours. Step 2, preheat the oven and cook. Preheat oven to the maximum possible temperature, placing a cast iron skillet or oven-proof casserole dish inside. The pan should have a diameter of about 25 centimeters. Add the salt to the dough, and stir again. Carefully remove the dish from the oven, pour in oil to cover the bottom, and pour the dough on top. Add plenty of ground black pepper, plus salt and other seasoning, such as ground garlic and oregano, to taste. Bake at the lowest oven temperature for around 20 to 25 minutes, until the edge begins to crisp, and it's golden brown. Next, turn the oven to grill mode, place the dish on the top shelf and grill for a further 4 or 5 minutes. Serve hot. Gluten-free croquettes. For the gluten-free bechamel sauce, 800 ml milk, 90g corn flour, salt, nutmeg. 2 eggs. Gluten-free breadcrumbs. 1 roasted chicken breast or ham cubes. Step 1, prepare the bechamel sauce. Heat half of the milk in a pan, and pour the other half into a bowl. Dissolve the corn flour in the cold milk with a whisk until no lumps remain. Add the mixture to the pan, stirring constantly, turn up the heat, and cook until it reaches the desired consistency. Season with a little nutmeg and salt. Step 2, make the dough. Once the bechamel sauce is ready, add the chopped chicken or ham cubes and stir to combine. Cover the dough with cling film and leave to cool in the fridge for at least 3 hours. Step 3, make shapes and cook. Use 2 spoons to make the croquette shapes, then dip them in beaten egg and breadcrumbs. Fry in plenty of oil. Corn corzetti with punta el chicory. 300g corn corzetti. 400g puntarel, sicaria asparago. 1 clove of garlic. 1 chili. 1 teaspoon ground pink peppercorns. 1 orange. 1 teaspoon cornstarch. Extra virgin olive oil. 1 teaspoon cider vinegar. Sea salt. Step 1, cut and prepare the punta el. Separate the stems of the punta el and rinse with cold water. Boil in salted water for 2 minutes. Drain, and reserve the cooking water. Add oil to a frying pan and sort with the garlic clove, chili pepper and pink peppercorns. Step 2, prepare the sauce. Juice the orange and simmer with the corn starch until thickened. Season with vinegar and a tablespoon of oil. Zest the orange. Step 3, cook the pasta and combine with the punta el. Cook the corzetti in the water used to boil the punta el. Drain, tip into the frying pan with the punta el, and stir to combine. Step 4, mix with the sauce and serve. When you serve the dish, add the sauce and orange zest to the pasta. Gluten-free apple buns. 200g apple. 3 eggs. 200g sugar. 180g mild olive oil, 180g milk, zest of 1 lemon, 1 pinch of salt, 1 sachet of gluten-free yeast. Step 1, mix the ingredients and prepare the batter. Beat the eggs with the sugar, add the dry ingredients and then the liquids. Step 2, place in a bun tray and bake. Grease the holes of the bun tray and spoon in the mixture to half full. Preheat the oven to 200 degrees Celsius, and bake for around 13 to 15 minutes. Gluten-free quinoa and honey biscuits. 1 cup cooked quinoa. 1/2 cup of mild olive oil. 1/2 cup of sugar. 2 tablespoons honey. 2 eggs. 1 teaspoon vanilla essence. 1 teaspoon gluten-free yeast. 1 handful chocolate chips. Step 1, mix the ingredients and prepare the batter. Beat the honey, sugar and oil together until the honey dissolves. Add the eggs and vanilla essence, and combine. Add the quinoa, stir to combine, then add the yeast and mix. Finally, fold in the chocolate. Step 2, shape the biscuits. Line a baking sheet with baking paper, and add a spoonful of the mixture at a time, ensuring there is space between each. Step 3, bake the biscuits. Preheat the oven to 200 degrees Celsius, then bake for 10 minutes until golden, irresistible, and ready to eat. Celiac-friendly hotels. Have you been wondering what'll happen to your gluten-free diet when you go on holiday to the Canary Islands? It'll be fine. All our hotels across the archipelago are celiac-friendly. Why? Our buffet comes with a range of gluten-free options. If, and we can't think why, you can't find anything you like, or fancy something different, we have a special menu for celiacs with delicious dishes on offer. From a vegetable poke bowl to macaroni in Neapolitan sauce, not to mention our desserts, delicious coconut milk panna cotta and red berry calis anyone. When you stay with us, we recommend you have a word with your hostess or maitre d' in advance, just to make sure you get the best possible experience. This way, our staff will know just what you need.